I've been hearing from the front line, those who have been involved in community employment schemes, and indeed those who have acted as supervisors of the scheme, that Donegal is getting the worst of the cuts over the last number of years. Donegal has been in the top five counties which have seen the largest amount of projects which have been cut from support from the Community Employment Service, and also in terms of the percentage cut of the number of projects, it is in the top two. We have seen 11 projects being discontinued over the last 4 years, and an 18% drop altogether, going from 62 projects in 2012 that were community employment schemes were presented to, down to 51 last year.
So in relation to these cuts, what reasoning has been given?
They simply haven't given a reason. What they've given is the raw data, which shows how bad Donegal has fared across the entire state. What the data does show is that there has been cuts in most counties, although some counties have seen an increase in the number of projects that have been supported through community employment. But on the number of projects that have been cut and the percentage of projects that have been cut, Donegal comes out as the top five counties worst off. In my view, that is absolutely not acceptable, given the fact that we have high levels of unemployment here in Donegal, way above the national average and above many of our other counties across the 26 counties. We need additional community employment spaces. We need it to be as flexible as possible, and we need to be supporting projects and increasing the number of projects instead of actually decreasing them and putting barriers in their place. I have since raised other questions with the Minister in terms of amalgamation of projects and other data in terms of the number of participants here in Donegal, but it's something that I think will and needs to be part of the mix of how we ensure that people are back at work, but also the valuable work that has been done through many community employment initiatives and schemes throughout the county, and our county would be a lot worse off if it wasn't for those participants over many, many years.